The Ontario government today announced it will be moving forward with construction at Bradford GO Station, which will enhance station features and amenities while supporting future two-way, all-day service along the Barrie GO line. The Bradford GO Station improvements are currently estimated to cost approximately $10.5 million. Construction has already begun and is projected to be completed by April 2023. Residents of Bradford deserve a modern transit hub that sets them up for success. As we continue to make progress in the fight against COVID-19, our government is also preparing for the return of transit riders, which is why we are getting shovels in the ground to better connect communities along the entire Barrie GO line, said Minister of Transportation Caroline Mulroney, who is also the MPP for York Simcoe. Building Ontario through critical transit projects, like Bradford GO Station and GO Service expansion to Barrie, is part of our government's plan to improve travel options for people in the Greater Golden Horseshoe and across the province, she added. The improvements to Bradford GO Station include the installation of a traffic signal at the Deceit Street entrance, three new bus bays, a bus loop and an enhanced passenger pickup and drop-off area that will provide better access to regional GO and local Bradford West Gwillimbury Transit bus service. Customers will have access to new heated bus shelters, new passenger pickup and drop-off spaces and an expanded parking lot with 33 additional parking spots. I want to thank the province for kicking off this important work that will improve the experience for our transit users in Bradford, said Bradford West Gwillimbury Mayor Rob Keffer. The upgrades at Bradford GO Station fit in with the creation of our Bradford West Gwillimbury bus service in recent years, the new Simcoe County Link service across our region and the ongoing expansion of GO train and bus service on the Barrie line. These related transit improvements are critical to our goal of reducing traffic congestion in our area. The station improvements will support plans for 15-minute service on the Barrie GO line beyond Aurora to Bradford GO in the future, serving communities like Vaughan, Aurora and Bradford. We're taking the next step to improve the way our customers travel at Bradford GO with direct connections to regional and local transit, enhanced safety and easier ways to get in and out of the station, said Phil Verster, president and CEO of Metrolinx. This project is part of GO expansion, which will support faster, more frequent travel at Bradford GO Station and two-way, all-day service in the years to come. Improvements to the Bradford GO Station include a new 18-vehicle passenger pickup and drop-off area, kiss and ride, an additional 33 parking spaces, new sidewalks into the station, a traffic signal at the Deceit Street entrance, a new CCTV system for improved security monitoring, pedestrian crossings throughout the station, a new bus loop and three new bus bays for GO Transit and local transit. Through the GO expansion program, two-way, all-day electrified GO train service, every 15 minutes or better will extend past Aurora GO Station to Bradford GO. Barrie South and Allendale Waterfront will receive 30-minute two-way, all-day GO service. Throughout the project, residents will see construction crews, construction equipment, and materials on Metrolinx property. While nearby residents might hear noise during construction hours, a spokesperson for the MTO says Metrolinx will take every effort to mitigate noise and minimize disruption.